Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve. And I have to jump back to the Common Sense Retirement text line once again. Our I guess it was three segments ago, discussion on the most popular and best Christmas films is still getting some traction with some new comments, several comments about The Christmas Story. And I guess there might have been one before. Yeah, somebody mentioned that they were surprised, they were shocked that it didn't make the top five. But then I've just received several more. We'll shoot your eye out. Come on, what's wrong with you people? It's iconic. Story of Ralphie. How did it not get any love? How is it not in the top five? Well, I just went back to fact check myself. And it is not in the top 10. The top 10 that Americans have seen was Home Alone, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown, number 3, Frosty the Snowman, The Grinch, Christmas Carol. I guess so the question with that is with which adaptation, because there's like 40, but it's there. Elf, Santa Claus, Die Hard, which, how's that on the list? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then It's a Wonderful Life is number 10. And then Miracle on 34th Street and several others. I don't even see it in the top 20 of the most watched, and it's also not in the top 10. So I'm sorry. It is a YouGov poll, so blame them, not me. It's not my poll. My poll would be very different. And somebody else had sent me a text about old Christmas movies, agreeing that that the newer ones I mentioned are not old Christmas movies. So thank you. That makes me feel better. I'm in my mid-30s. If those movies that I watched like 15 years ago are quote-unquote old, we're in a lot of trouble. It's a Wonderful Life. I think we can all agree that that is, in fact, now an old movie. Another one, I wonder if any of you would be familiar with Remember the Night. That is also an old Christmas movie that we discovered, my wife and I discovered a little while ago, with an actress named Barbara Stanwyck. I bet most of you do not know that name. However, it's a good movie. You should look it up. It's another one of those black and white classic Christmas movies. It's the same lady from Christmas in Connecticut, if you've ever seen that one. Anyway, those are what I consider old Christmas movies. So if you got more opinions, you can feel free to text them. I will read them on what you think should be the most popular one. That number is 1-800-905-0989. But back to some of the actual news headlines, because those are relevant. And I will answer the question. Several of you are answering right. Several of you have answered incorrectly about the Revolutionary War battle. The famous battle, not even necessarily famous, it is famous, but it's arguably the most or one of the most important battles in the Revolution that happened on Christmas. There's a famous, I'm giving that away too much, there's a famous painting of it. Now a lot of you are going to get it. And it's a pretty awesome part of American history, a story that happened at Christmas, something to reflect on. And it was really one of the turning points of the Revolution and one of Washington's personal turning points. And I'll answer that in just a little bit. But first, we want to go to some interesting news on the deportation front and the housing crisis. It looks like we may actually not have such a housing crisis as we thought we did, specifically related to rentals. And those two issues, the deportations and the rentals and housing crisis, are actually related. And we'll get to that in 1 second. But first, the new numbers related to deportations. There are now over 2.5 million illegal immigrants that have deported or been deported since Trump taking office. 2.5 million illegals have deported. 605,000 have been deported by the government, and 1.9 million have voluntarily self-deported. So those numbers are incredibly high, very impressive. They need to be even higher, and the Trump administration is working on that. And you're breaking records. A massive change from the Biden administration when we had open borders and we had how many? I shouldn't know that off the top of my head, but how many thousands of illegal crossings every single day? The borders basically shut down. And this is a video. I want to play you a clip of some good Christmas news, especially for Gen Z and for younger folks who are looking to rent, get a house or rent a house. And we're going to listen to his analysis on this and how it's related to this deportation issue.
Working-class Americans and young Americans got an early Christmas present. With rental prices falling the most in 15 years, who knew deporting 2 million illegals would lower the rent? The numbers come from the Census Bureau, who reports the nationwide vacancy rate for rentals hit 7%. That's up almost half since 2022. In some Sunbelt cities, it's closer to 10 or 12%. This is bringing rental prices down to a nationwide median $1,367. That's down almost $100 since 22. What's driving it is two things: deportations, which have opened up over a million entry-level houses and apartments, along with a closed border that had been sucking up all the entry-level rentals. One study in Texas and Arizona found occupancy fell over 1% after stepped-up deportations, and since Trump took office, the national rental population shrank for the first time since 2009. Second, and more ominously, young Americans are moving back in with their parents at Great Depression levels, with over half of 18 to 29-year-olds now living with their parents, including one in four college grads. Of course, the two are connected.
Pause,
if
right,
illegals are...
I don't mean to cast aspersions. Half of 18 to 29 year olds are now living with their parents. Now 18, 19, 20, totally understandable. 29? Like, I hope y'all are charging them rent. Is that terrible to say? Like, I love my kids, but 29, that sounds old. That sounds very old. Well, half of 18 to 29-year-olds are living with mom and dad. And a lot of people have argued that is related to the shortage in housing, specifically the rental prices going up. Well, this is the good news. Rental prices are dropping while we're having supposedly this affordability crisis, which we are having an affordability crisis for certain things. If you go to the grocery store, you see it. Other areas, and healthcare is another one where the massive issue that's got to be dealt with. But gas at major lows, especially for modern times, and now finally seeing a good trend in housing, specifically related to deportations. Who knew? Who could have thought that if you just get rid of all the people who are here illegally, that maybe you'd have more housing to go around? It's really shocking. And Bernie Sanders took to social media to discuss this major housing crisis, and he got eaten alive. And it's wonderful. And you got to hear what he said, and then what people said about Bernie Sanders discussing the major housing crisis. Bernie's always got a good fresh take. And thankfully the internet is unmatched in calling out hypocrisies. So we'll hear from Bernie Sanders in the housing crisis when we get back. This is Adam Morgan at News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve. And the comments about Christmas movies are still coming in. Scrooged with Bill Murray. Very 80s, but a classic. Let's see. Somebody mentioned the Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey. I have to admit, I am completely ignorant of that one. And I think of myself as fairly educated. And there's a lot of these movies that I don't know. Christmas, Charlie Brown Christmas, especially when Linus tells Charlie Brown what Chris is all about. Absolutely couldn't agree more. Christmas in Connecticut, another shout out to that one. It's been a while since I saw that one, but I remember when I watched it. It's one of those old black and white. It was very funny. Definitely worth a watch. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. I don't know what that is. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Laurel and Hardy, Babes in Toyland. I know that. That is old. I do know what that is. White Christmas is the best. I don't know about that. It's whenever there's good parts, but it's also like there's too much. Anyway. All right. Christmas Vacation, Elf. Yeah, Home Alone. Yeah. Anyway, it's sad that there isn't a more recent movie worthy of mention. In fact, I can't think of any movie in the last decade worthy of mention. Well, that was the point of, I think I mentioned earlier, the posts that were going all over social media about trying to think up a movie that really is worthwhile, a Christmas classic that's come out in recent years. There's one on, I'm trying to remember which streaming site, maybe it's called Klaus or something that was interesting, but I don't know I don't think it would be worthy. It would be on the same list as these. But anyway, so lots of opinions about the Christmas movies. Somebody mentioned Christmas Chronicles. I think that's somewhat newer. I don't think that would be, well, I don't know. I don't think it should be up there, and I don't think it's a classic. But, you know, we all got our opinions, and you're entitled to your own. Well, I mentioned before the break that Bernie Sanders waded into this housing crisis issue. Now, we just heard from, I think it was Pete Saint-Onge, however you say his name, he had done a breakdown of the fact that rental prices in housing have dropped 15%, the largest percentage drop in a very long time, which is great news, especially for young people looking to rent or buy. He also pointed out that now we have crossed over the threshold to where 50% of 18 to 29-year-olds are now living at home. They've moved back home. Now, like I said, I 18, 19, 20, you know, in college, maybe even while you're working on other degrees, I get it. It kind of makes sense. But I also have to admit, that number shocked me. 26, 27, 28, 29 seems that is a to quote another old movie, that's a full grown man. You know, I feel like at that point you should be charging your children rent. But anyway, so the housing is actually, at least rentals, looking good. Why? Because they have deported almost 2 million people. And as they deport more, guess what? The affordability and the availability of housing will fix itself. So Bernie Sanders posting, this is yesterday. Bernie Sanders took to Twitter to comment on this major housing crisis, and he had this to say. We have a major housing crisis. In 1991, the typical first-time home buyer was 28 years old. This year, that buyer was 40. Decent housing is a human right. Instead of tax breaks for billionaires, we need to invest in low-income and affordable housing. That was Bernie Sanders live. He was just in the studio. Bernie Sanders posted this on social media. A major housing crisis. Decent housing is a human right. And he points out, in 1991, first-time homebuyers 28. Now it's 40. This is just terrible. Instead of tax breaks for billionaires, we need to invest in low-income and affordable housing. Well, the internet, of course, being unmatched, has completely ratioed him. If you don't know what that means, for those of you that that aren't chronically online, it means you post something and then somebody else either comments or reposts it or tweets and they get way more traction, engagement, support, comments, likes than you did on your comment. It's particular stinging when you're, you know, a major public figure who has run for president of the United States, Senator Bernie Sanders. And he posts this and the responses are so funny. He's wringing his hands and crying about this major housing crisis, how they got to do something about it. And some commenters pointed out, what is this we? You have three houses. Because he says, we have a major housing crisis. Another person said, which of your three mansions did you tweet this from? You have three houses, bro. How many people are you housing? I believe it's just him and his wife in those three very nice houses. You used to say, instead of tax breaks for millionaires, until 2016. Huh, what happened? Weird. Now it's changed to billionaires. Another one. You do know that investing in low-income and affordable housing is a direct transfer to billionaires and landlords, right? Which, that one alone, I think Bernie got 4,000 likes on his post. And that one, pointing out that what his solution, spending more tax money and investing in low-income affordable housing, redistributing the wealth and socializing more housing, letting government planning and government entanglements in an entire industry, that's his answer, that is actually the very thing that has caused a lot of these issues in the housing markets and making houses unaffordable. And it is, in fact, a direct transfer of wealth, a state-controlled one. So, oh, thank you. Thank you. Person, you know, somebody posted nice Bernie impersonation. So, you know, well, I'll be here, well, at least for the next 3 hours. Maybe I'll bring Bernie back. Yeah, well, Bernie, I always love a Bernie takedown. It's everyone is deserved. Another person who's somebody that I like to follow on Twitter. I actually don't know how to pronounce his name, Cernovich or something like that. Anyway, nice guy. I actually met him at the Trump's, what was that? It was pre-inauguration. His victory party on the watch night. And he's a social media influencer, Twitter guy, very involved, engaged, very conservative. He retweeted and once again ratioed poor Mr. Sanders. And he said, Bernie inherited a world where it was attainable to have a main house and even a summer house. Then he imported the third world and destroyed wages. Now he is a multimillionaire with multiple properties while everyone else struggles. And all he does is tweet and complain about it. So hopefully the housing crisis will get under control. I think as long as the Trump administration keeps implementing common sense policies like deporting people that are here illegally. And I don't know if you heard that CBS News clip that we played earlier. The Trump administration, in a shocking turn of events, actually considers people who have crossed the border illegally to be criminals. Yes, shocking. Really, truly worthy of coverage in the news. As long as they do that, it should work itself out. And once again, I did not tell you the answer to our Christmas trivia of what battle it is. So you will find out which revolutionary battle, turning point of the war, some may argue, happened on Christmas when we come back. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. Welcome.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come back and a Merry Christmas Eve to all of you folks out there. You know, I know some of you are out Christmas shopping at this very minute. And I don't want to add shame to the fact that you are rushing around on literally the day before, because we've all been there. But, you know, I asked some Christmas trivia questions. We started with what's the most popular Christmas movie and what is the most viewed Christmas movie. The answer to that, in my opinion, the surprising turn of events was Home Alone. I don't think anybody actually guessed the correct answer. And then I asked a question that I have accidentally teased over and over again this segment, the answer. The question was, what famous Revolutionary War battle, occurred on Christmas, and it was the turning point of the Revolutionary War and a personal turning point for General George Washington, general at the time. Obviously, he went on to be, spoiler alert, the first president of the United States, for those of you that somehow might not know that. The answer to that question, I should go back and see. Let's see how many of you answered. I got a couple correct answers. There's a famous painting that immortalized this moment in American history that happened on a very, very cold winter night, Christmas night, where a group of Americans sailed across something. That should jog some of your memories. And the correct answer, what battle was it? It was the Battle of Trenton. And the famous painting was the crossing of the Delaware. That's Washington on the boat with his soldiers as they're crossing across. There's ice chunks in the river, which down here in South Carolina, we don't even understand what that is. Like, why are there icebergs in the river? We don't understand. But, you know, up there, evidently, it gets so cold that was a thing. So that battle, lest you forget, really was one of the main turning points of the Revolution. Right before that, there had been this massive battle for New York City. Even back then, it was kind of a lost cause, but we kept fighting for it. And Washington had left, I think it was like 5,000 troops on the island of Manhattan to try to defend this one portion of it. The Battle of Brooklyn had been raging, and unfortunately, Washington's troops were captured. It went terribly. He was really at his low point. In fact, there were people who were pushing and calling for him to be removed. And just think about that for a second. If that had happened, if they had actually removed Washington, he had been disgraced, all of American history would have been radically different. Because lest you forget, Washington's the one who did his first term, served one re-election, served a second term. There were people, especially a number of members of the military, calling for him to remain. And some even calling for him to be a king. They were frustrated with how the political system had gone. And Washington, really one of the first in history, some quote a Roman senator as being the first one who put up the plow, went to serve, and then returned back to the plow and didn't become king. But really, Washington is the main figure and definitely the one in modern history who actually had the chance to take power, to grasp ultimate power at the time in his nation. He willingly relinquishes this great towering figure in American history. And yet, at this moment, on this Christmas, this night of this battle, he was at his lowest point, and he decided to make really what seemed to be a gamble, crossing a river with ice in it during a blizzard to lead this surprise attack on the Hessian mercenaries who had literally just defeated his troops in Manhattan. And things seemed lost at the moment for the American soldiers, and what happened was a Christmas miracle and a defining moment of American history as the American soldiers caught the Hessians unawares. Some reports, it's hard to, you know, when you're dealing with this moment in history, it's hard to know exactly what's true and what's not, what might be embellishments. But some people argued that they were all drunk from a night of revelry celebrating Christmas. Others argued that they were simply asleep because it was like 4 a.m. when they landed. And the American soldiers come in. I think they killed like 200 or something Hessian soldiers, captured 1,000 Hessian mercenaries, these people that were trained, some of the best soldiers around, and this ragtag group of Americans captured them. And there's not a single American casualty. And it was one of the major turning points of the war. And it was covered around the world, shocking to everybody, especially over in Europe, which was the dominant political and military force at the time and cultural force at the time. And everybody was shocked about these Americans able to do it and changed, solidified Washington's moment and really his legacy. And I would argue that it was probably the moment that made it so that he would ultimately become our first and arguably greatest or one of the greatest presidents in American history. So that was a Christmas not too long ago, but pretty far back in our American past. That's our Christmas trivia. The next trivia that I have for you is what popular holiday greeting or Christmas greeting was actually scandalous or frowned upon in England and even fell out of use. And to this day, they really don't use it. What Christmas or holiday greeting does that describe? So once again, you can send in your answers to the Common Sense Retirement text line, 1-800-905-0989. I think it's appropriate to follow up the story of Washington crossing the Delaware and defeating the Hessian troops hired by the British and turning the Revolutionary War and us getting our independence, followed up with this question, and maybe you'll know why in just a little bit. But back to some news of the day. You have been hearing, I'm sure, if you have been on social media or even watching the news the last few days. I mentioned earlier when Christmas is happening, I am not a news junkie. It's one of the times of year that I kind of just fall off. And we're in full Christmas mode. So, you know, I had to get caught up on some things. But I know, even I, as unplugged as I am and in full Christmas mode with our little kids every day, I did not miss this, that there is this massive rift in the Republican Party going on right now, this huge fight between conservative luminaries and influencers. Specifically, we saw it come out during this AmFest event that happened, and you saw this fight between Ben Shapiro and Megyn Kelly and Candace Owens and I mean, goodness, it's like all of them are it's like every day they have another Nick Fuentes. I mean, all these names of these people getting up and giving speeches and blasting each other, and everybody would tell you that the right is completely divided, and it's all about this anti-Semitism or the party sold out to Israel and all this stuff. This massive, massive divide, and it's going to tank us in the midterms, and there's no hope because we're so divided. And if you didn't know that was going on, a lot of people have been wringing their hands and making this huge deal of it. Well, now TPUSA has released the straw poll from AmFest, and it is quite surprising. It is interesting to know what the actual attendees at this event. If you missed all these quips and barbs between Megyn Kelly and Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson and on and on and on, if you missed it, it's supposedly this massive divide. Well, now we know what the average person that attended AmFest, I would say the average conservative in the Republican Party, what they think, where their values are, where their opinions are. And it's some pretty interesting stuff, including who did they want as the nominee in 2028? Who is the top of the straw poll for president in 2028? We'll cover that and a lot more when we come back. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius on News Talk 989 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. Welcome back and a Merry Christmas to all of you out there. Or I guess I should be careful saying that, because I asked you earlier the trivia about what popular or common holiday greeting was at one time considered inappropriate, scandalous, frowned upon, and even is really not used very much, really no longer in use in jolly old England. And the answer to that is Merry Christmas. Now, some of you your minds might immediately go to, oh, yeah, they use Happy Holidays because of the liberal takeover and the fall of England. And yeah, that's probably true. But that's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about something that that long predates that. We had to go all the way back to the 1800s. And England decided that Merry Christmas was really not a good idea, and they exchanged it for Happy Christmas. And today, if you go over to England at this time of year, that's what you'll hear, Happy Christmas. And once again, we prove that we just do things better in America, because thankfully we don't say Happy Christmas, because that sounds ridiculous, about as ridiculous as calling the bathroom the loo, or, I mean, they have a lot of ridiculous phrases. Aren't you glad we have our independence? I know I am. But why? Why did they stop calling it Merry Christmas? Well, it was the association with merriment or merrymaking, specifically what the parties of the time had become drunken debaucheries. And Christmas, unfortunately, at this time, was known for this kind of wild partying. It was not the warm family time that most associate with today. And in fact, a lot of people barely celebrated it, especially in Protestant nations, but actually pretty widely. And some people, some historians, credit a major shift on that with a story that many of you know, and that is The Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol came out, written by Dickens, actually furiously written in a very short time period. He was writing it for publication. I believe back then he was writing them for the newspapers to be published, and he also released it as a book. And he wrote this in a very short time, this story of Scrooge and this person who hated Christmas and was very miserly and had a lot of hate in his heart towards pretty much all humanity. And in that story, he actually used Merry Christmas many, many times. But it was really against the common practice of the day. And after that, Victorian England, really, some people argue related to the popularity of his story, Christmas celebrations began to be much more widely taken part in, and it transferred over to the U.S. And thankfully, everybody began widely celebrating Christmas and using the phrase Merry Christmas. But still in England, it had those connotations of, you know, when it was in the past a little frowned upon. So in 1930, the king, instead of saying Merry Christmas, opted to use Happy Christmas. And it was very common for especially people in the upper class to say Happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas. It was all the commoners that used Merry Christmas. And ever since then, the crown has always said Happy Christmas. And that is the main term that you hear over in jolly old England. And thankfully, we don't do that. And we say Merry Christmas because I actually prefer Merry Christmas. If you look at the etymological roots of Merry and Happy, Merry specifically means cheerful, pleasant, joyful. And happy, on the other hand, its roots come from luck, chance, or fortune. And so I'd have to say I think Merry is a much better word to go along with Christmas, since we are joyful and can be cheerful, pleasant, and joyous at this time because of what happened at Christmas and because of the joy that is found at Christmas. I want to play a clip of somebody who is almost president in the United States, or at least in her mind. This person and what she thought about Christmas. This is what she had to say. You might remember this clip, but she would have agreed with our British friends across the pond. And this is a clip you might remember from.
Sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas. These children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
How dare we? How dare we speak Merry Christmas? I wonder if you all remember that. That's Kamala Harris. If you remember, after that clip went viral, President Trump immediately tweeted, Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all of you out there. And I was discussing the TPUSA poll. We'll cover that when we come back. What is the true state of the Republican base? Are there all these massive rifts and infighting going on that we saw at AmFest? Are things all falling apart? Is it going to cause us to lose the midterms coming up? We'll cover that and more when we come back. Zada Morgan in for Tara Servais on News Talk 98.9 WORD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.